WhatsApp starts beta testing end-to-end encrypted cloud backups on Android iOS. Facebook bans sale of Amazon rainforest conservation areas on its apps. Firefox update brings ads in address bar. Apple Epic case, iPhone maker appeals to overturn ruling it was very happy with. SpaceX at over $100 billion is now the world's second most valued private company. MasterCard says replacing magnetic strip debit credit cards with chip-based cards for safety. WhatsApp is recently spotted testing end-to-end encrypted cloud backups. The change is rolling out to beta testers on both Android and iOS platforms, according to a report. WhatsApp's new update aims to protect backups stored on Google Drive and iCloud by giving users the option to encrypt them. The process adds an additional layer of security to message history and media files stored in WhatsApp backups. The instant messaging app was also separately spotted redesigning the contact info section of the app on Android that may soon be available to beta testers. Facebook says it will stop allowing the sale of land in Amazon rainforest conservation areas at marketplaces on the social network or its Instagram and WhatsApp services. The announcement came as Facebook defends itself against accusations that it has long put profit over societal good and caused some online to question why it had allowed sale of precious rainforest land in the first place. We are updating our commerce policies to explicitly prohibit the buying or selling of land of any type in ecological conservation areas on our commerce products across Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, the online social network says in a post. Firefox is bringing sponsored address bar suggestions to its browser with the latest 93.0 update. This means that Mozilla will offer content from partners based on your search queries right in the address bar. These ad links will show up alongside all the usual search suggestions like browsing history and could prove to be intrusive. The web is filled with ads on every page, and the addition of these ads in the address bar may upset Firefox users. Mozilla is calling this feature Firefox Suggest, and there's an easy way to disable it as well. Apple appeals a federal judge's verdict in its legal battle with Fortnite maker Epic Games over control of the App Store. Apple is asking the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco to overturn the 155-page ruling by US District Court Judge Juan Gonzalez Rogers. The judge ordered Apple to loosen control of its App Store payment options but said Epic failed to prove any antitrust violations. Epic last month filed its own appeal. We will fight on. Epic Chief Executive Tim Sweeney tweeted when the company confirmed its plan to contest the verdict. Tech entrepreneur Elon Musk is in for a ride. The valuation of his space exploration company has reportedly skyrocketed to over $100 billion, roughly ₹75,30,000 crores, following a secondary share sale last week. SpaceX investors sold up to $755 million, roughly ₹5,685 crores, in privately held stock at the price of $560, roughly ₹42,171, a share, CNBC reports. It meant the company did not have to raise capital as only existing shares were sold. The latest valuation of SpaceX shares at $560 apiece is a 33% rise in February when SpaceX sold each share at $410.99, roughly ₹30,950. February, from a fundraising round, gave the company a valuation of $74 billion, roughly ₹55.72 lakh crores. MasterCard, the American global payments and technology company, is preparing to phase out the magnetic strip from all its debit and credit cards, dumping the payment method of swiping as it gets obsolete with the emergence of chip-based cards. Though this method has remained in use for decades and by millions of people, the development of technology has led users to shift towards safer chip-based cards. With chip cards, a user only has to slot the card inside a reader or simply hold it over a payment terminal, making the entire process easy. The chip cards offer more security and real-time authorization while making it easier for businesses to accept payments through cards.